Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to present Chuck Gerard. You did something that most people have never done, and that is sing lead with two different hit-making groups.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing.
The Castells and the Handels. We're going to talk about pop music and rock music for the next few moments, but at the outset of this interview, I want you all to know that Chuck Gerard is one of the first contemporary Christian music artists and former member of the Jesus Movement's Love Song. That was a group, a CCM
correct.
Group, Love Song. And after years of what I will just call various experiences, instead of what it says here, an Eastern religion, your search for God ended in 1970 when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord.
That's right.
And I'm mentioning that at the outset. Those of you who want to know the real Chuck Gerard story in terms of what's most important to him, please visit www.chuck.org. That's www.chuck.org. And incidentally, there is a section in there. Click on My Testimony, and you will get some very interesting reading. All right, switching gears now. Castells. We switch gears to the Castells now. And we're going to talk about pop music and rock music. And in the 60s, Castells, was it 1961 for Sacred?
61, I think, was when the first song became a hit, yeah.
What can you tell me about the song Sacred? It was four people in the group, I believe, right?
Well, the Castells was actually my first little group that I put together when I was in high school, junior high school, actually. And then we got a record contract when I was in high school. Like, you know, success stories that come by the numbers. You know, we took our demo down to Hollywood, got a recording contract. The first record was called Little Sad Eyes, and that went to Bubbling Under.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite exciting because your first record almost made the charts. And then the second song, Sacred, which these were songs written by other writers. We weren't writing our own music at that time. Went to the top 20, so pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting. And could you just acknowledge the other three members of the group?
Right. Well, there's the late Bob Ushery. He's no longer with us. And there's Joe Kelly, who I haven't seen in a long time. And last time I saw Joe, he was living in Las Vegas. And Tom Hicks, who lives in Southern California out in the Lancaster area, I think, Lancaster, California. And those guys were high school buddies of mine. We started our group in high school, and we'd practice in choir class. You know, when we're supposed to be doing our choir tunes, we'd practice doo-wop.
Shame on you.
Yeah, really. Then we met a local DJ. We found out where the studio was. It was called KJAX, I think, KJAX. And we'd bring him a six-pack of beer, and we'd hang out with him for an hour or two, and he'd play all the songs we wanted to hear and got to know him. And he had some contacts in Hollywood, and he's the one that sent us to Hollywood where we got our record contract.
And boom, this one just took off, became a huge hit. We're going to listen to it right now. These are the Castells and Sacred.
Sacred.
La
like the Sunday we met.
Like the Sunday we met.
That's a great one. That is Sacred. I sometimes say sacred, but it's actually Sacred. Did I say it right?
Sacred, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that was the Castells. And your first hit got to number 20 on the chart. You were telling me off the air that you were influenced by an R&B group, one R&B group in particular. And who would that group be?
Well, when I first heard the Flamingos, I Only Have Eyes for You, that was like a huge influence in my life. I went out and got their album, Flamingo Serenade, which to me today is still the greatest doo-wop album ever made. And that sound that they weaved with this organ kind of dreamy thing on the bottom end and these drifting wonderful voices really became my first influence for the way that I geared myself for writing songs and the way I produced records after that. So it's fair to say they were my first influence, and then they were followed by groups like the Beach Boys, and of course we were all influenced by the Beatles.
Right.
And then by that time my DNA was pretty well set.
Yes.
Probably most significant was the Flamingos.
And you did get to perform with a lot of your musical idols, such as Roy Orbison and Jackie Wilson and Jerry Lee Lewis, right?
I did. It was exciting for a young guy fresh out of high school, fresh in high school actually, when I actually was the first recording that hit Sacred. I was a senior in high school, and I take leave to go on tour. And did play on shows with Jerry Lee Lewis, Bobby V, Brenda Lee. I did a tour with, believe it or not, it was the Castells, Jan and Dean, and Roy Orbison.
Wow.
That was extremely exciting, because Roy was pretty big already by that time, so he was like a hero, and I got to be on the same show with him, so that was great stuff for a young guy.
So This Is Love came out, I guess it was close to a year after Sacred, and it got almost as high. I think it made number 21 on the chart, whereas the other one made number 20. Anything in particular about So This Is Love that you'd like to know?
Herb Newman wrote the song. Herb was the president of the label, and he had written Wayward Wind for Gogie Grant. And
great one.
Birds and the Bees, even, I think. He wrote under the name Herb... Run of the name Howard, something Howard. It was his son's name. Stephen Howard, I think, is his pseudonym.
Oh, okay.
And our big joke was that everything had to have a woodblock in it. That was his big
there you
joke.
Go.
So he presented the song to us, and then Hank Levine came. He was the arranger on the session and many sessions that he did in those days. He did the strings and all that. And he came up with that very unique and really quite unique and wonderful beginning for that song with the who, oh, whoa. Those chords are quite unique, created and shaped this pretty amazing sound that was kind of a precursor to the Letterman-type sound, you know. It was the
absolutely
solid block vocal thing. In fact, Tony Butala told me years later that they actually stole the riff from Sacred for The Way You Look Tonight. If you think about it, that little Spanish-sounding lift, those are the chords to The Way You Look Tonight. So he actually admitted that.
You didn't see a dime of money from it, but you felt good about it, I bet.
Yeah, you know, we were all it was great to meet people like the Letterman and get to know people like that. So it was all good.
This is such a great song. I love it. We're going to listen to it right now. The Castells and So This Is Love.
For me.
so this is Chuck Gerard, the lead singer of the Castells. Now, if you think that the Castells only did recordings that were slow and lush like that, surprise, surprise! Because we got An Angel Cried. Who wrote An Angel Cried?
An Angel Cried may have been released on Decca, but it, you know, for about 12 seconds, and then went to number 400 with an anchor. It was actually written by Bob Gaudio and produced by Terry Melcher, who was Doris Day's son, who died here the last few years.
I bet you it's going to sound like the Four Seasons. Am I right?
It does indeed, yeah. And so it was produced by Gary Usher and written by Bob Gaudio and, well, produced, co-produced by Gary Usher and Terry Melcher.
Another side of the Castells. This is An Angel Cried.
The day you left.
Definitely a little Frankie Valli influence on that one called An Angel Cried. And I do believe that that sounds a lot like the Four Seasons. Did you know what I said? I said, I do. This next song I'm going to play is I Do, not the Marvello song. This is a different song. What can you tell me about I Do?
Well, I Do was such a thrill for us because when I first met Brian Wilson, believe it or not, they weren't famous at all, the Beach Boys. Then later on, you know, he became this amazing superstar. And by the time that we got to work with him, he was already kind of like really on the rise and had just agreed to do a few artists. And my manager at the time, his secretary was a member of the Honeys, Brian's wife's group. Her name is Ginger Blake. Through Ginger, they got the word to Brian that the Castells wanted him to produce a song for us. So he already had this track recorded. I was actually quite disappointed when we went in the studio because I thought we were going to see all the big studio full of players. Just put the track up and we recorded the vocals on it and that was it. But he produced it. So we're one of the few that ever had a song produced by Brian Wilson outside of the Beach Boys.
And again, compared to the first two hits, and along with An Angel Cried, which we just played, it almost sounds un-Castell-like, if I can put it that way, because your two biggest hits were those ballads.
Right.
Yet another side of the Castells, this is called I Do.
Thank you.
That was called I Do by the Castells. And I'm going to do some magic right now. You see, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wave my magic wand, and I am going to turn Chuck Gerard from a Castell into a Handel. Poof! You are a Handel.
Tell me. Thank you, man.
Tell me, do you always have groups that rhyme with L, like Castells, Handels? That's your whole career.
Well, there was only two ways groups sounded in those days, L's or ets. So you were either L's or something ets.
I have to tell you something. I have been familiar with Sacred and So This Is Love for so many years. I've been familiar with Little Honda, and I only found out a couple of weeks ago that it was you doing the lead singing on both of those records, because they sound so different. I mean, the Castells basically were kind of a pop music-sounding group. The Letterman, of course, borrowed or stole, whatever. Handels are like, Beach Boys, Shut 'Em Down, and Motorcycle. So how did you become a Handel?
Well, the reality of it was that the Castells was actually a group that I formed. And the Handels formed out of my relationship with Gary Usher. We were doing a sock hop, which we used to do back in the day. And Gary's group, Stick Shifts, I think, they had RPM. I gotta get my RPM.
Yeah.
We were on the same bill, and he invited me to become a part of a studio group and just make recordings, to make money. So we made all kinds of different albums under different names. We did hot rod albums, surf albums, car albums, slot car albums, and we never knew what was going to happen to the album after we finished it. Usually they faded into obscurity. But Nick Vinay, who was actually the guy, the producer at Capitol that discovered the Beach Boys, told this. He was the A&R guy at Mercury Records, and he was the one who commissioned this album to be recorded. He pulled the Little Honda off and made a single out of it. So the very first time I ever heard it was on the radio, and I didn't even know it was out as a single.
You say, what's that? Why am I hearing that?
So that's just a studio group, and that just happened to be one of the recordings that we made that made it.
It made the top 10, which made it actually bigger than any of your individual Castells records.
That's correct. I love a Brian Wilson song.
First gear, second gear, third gear. Let's rev it up.
It's all right. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt, I'll take you anywhere you want me to. First gear, it's alright. Second gear, I'll leave my hand. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster. We'll ride on out of the town to any place I know you'll like. First gear, it's all right. Second gear, I lean right. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster. It climbs the hills like a mattress, but my heart is still really light. But when I go into the turn and I hang on tight, I better turn on the lights so we can ride my Honda tonight. First gear, it's alright. Second gear, a lean right. Third gear, hang on tight. Faster.
Very catchy sound, the Handels and Little Honda. Beach Boys also recorded that song, but I believe the Beach Boys never released it as a single. Is that correct, Chuck?
It came out as an EP, and they tried to rush it out to get it on the charts, but we're the only group that ever successfully beat the Beach Boys out of a bigger hit on their own song, so that's a little bit of a trivia as well.
Were they mad?
I'm sure they would have rather had their own recording as well, but it's all good.
Before we bring on the last record, it's going to be another Handels record called My Buddy Seat, and there's an interesting story about that. I have a very special announcement to all of my listeners next week. I'm still going to have the show with no name, but we're going to have somebody that most assuredly is not no name in terms of the entertainment business, one of the true pop music icons of the late 50s and early 60s, the legendary Jimmy Rogers, the man who sang Honeycomb and Kisses Sweeter Than Wine and Uh-Oh, I'm Falling in Love Again and Secretly. He is going to be my telephone guest for a full hour, 1 week from today, on this show from 9 to 10 Eastern Time, Jimmy Rogers. Chuck, before we play My Buddy Seat, I just want to thank you for spending the time with me. It's gone so fast, and you're just a great guy. Wish we could do more time. Maybe we can do another interview in the future and talk more about your religious pursuits. I want to remind people the website is www.chuckchuck.org. I only got about maybe 30 seconds or so to tell the quick story, or make it quick, about My Buddy Seat, which was the follow-up to Little Honda.
Well, so, again, a Brian Wilson song, and this time Brian and I actually are singing lead together. Brian had gotten in some trouble for doing all the Dan and Dean records, and Capitol wasn't real happy, so he didn't want to be featured. So he sang right behind my shoulder, and we sang much of the song together in a duet. So it's a thrill for me to have that little credit in my resume.
Chuck, it's a wonderful credit, and on behalf of all your fans, so many of your fans were writing me privately, and they said, Chuck Gerard's going to be on your show, and I said, would I lie? And here you are, lead singer of the Castells and the Hondells, and I want to wish you continued success in all of your pursuits, and I hope we can do it again sometime, Chuck.
Anytime, Ronnie.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Here is that song, The Hondells and My Buddy Seat.
Complete.